WA Formula One ace. Daniel Ricciardo is in town for the Perth Speedfest. Daniel, welcome back to Perth. Thanks for joining us on 6PR.
G'day, guys. No worries. Good to be home.
Off the back of, we'll talk Speedfest in just a moment, but it's been an interesting 2015 for you, obviously off a very good 2014. A bit of frustration, I guess, amongst the highs and lows of motorsport.
Yeah, there was a few more this year. You know, I was aware that 2014 was pretty smooth, and you don't always get those years, you know, with whatever it is, reliability and whatnot. But, yeah, I mean, this year, there was a few more up and down moments, but I'd say generally it was still good. You know, the overall, let's say, championship position didn't probably show that. But I think there was definitely still some highs and some good moments. And I learned a lot, which is important. So that's something which you want to take through for 16.
Exactly. Two podium finishes. Engine problems, of course, can stop the best driver. But obviously your association with Red Bull, they're very supportive of you. Do you feel like you belong now after a couple of seasons at the top level?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I feel that even, you know, this year I was, when we were at a chance for a podium, you know, when it was a track that suited us, I felt like I always maximised that. So, yeah, I feel like, you know, when it's all there to play for, I'm, a big game player. So I do enjoy it. I do enjoy the sort of the pressure and the sort of high-intensity stuff at the front. So, yeah, I'm sure that when we get, you know, the complete package to fight for wins again, you know, I'm definitely going to be up there.
Daniel, Kim is my name. Having followed your career, I think you're to be commended for how well you've carried yourself as a person and an ambassador to our great state. Renault have said that they will supply your Red Bull team next year with engines. What sort of difference will that make for you?
I think, you know, the positive is, you know, we know Renault, we know what the strengths and weaknesses are, so at least we've got a platform to build on. You know, this year we didn't get enough out of it as we definitely would have liked, so, you know, we got another crack at it for next year. You know, we obviously, there was some talks trying to get other engines, you know, Mercedes, Ferrari, yeah. and it, in the end, nothing came through, and I think they didn't really want to give it anything to us because they know our car is good. So, yeah, we're back with Renault, and, you know, it will be better than this year. It's hard to say how much. You know, Mercedes is a long way ahead, so I won't get too excited thinking about race wins yet, but it should be progress. I think that's at least the important thing. We've got to try and start turning this ship around and get back on the up.
Yeah, look, so you partially touched on the next question I'd like to ask you, is how much ground you could think you could close up onto the likes of Hamilton and Vettel with their Mercedes with your Renault engines for next year. Can you close the gap significantly?
I think there is room there. You know, we're still quite a long way behind, so mm-hmm. there's a lot of margin, and you'd think that, you know, the Mercedes engines, the Ferrari engines, they're extracting, you know, more or less the most out of them they can, and we feel that we haven't quite found that yet. So, you know, we've got the biggest room for improvement. It's just now, yeah, making sure that we find it. You know, it's not going to be easy, but, yeah, we'll see how we go. I think we got good people in the team, you know, and the team's staying very stable for next year, so it's important to have that continuity.
Daniel, obviously you're back for Christmas to see family and friends, which is, I guess, a very precious time for you given the hectic nature of your schedule. But the Perth Speedfest, what a coup for all the organisers there. Tell us a bit about what's happening down there at Kwinana.
Yeah, it's cool. It's, you know, obviously really nice to be home this time of the year. And yeah, so basically we've got a pretty full-on weekend, which is going to be fun. So there's obviously I'll be in the F1 car. The F1 car from 2011, so it's got the beautiful V8 in it, which is obviously the sound that we all enjoy. And then, yeah, there's going to be freestyle motocross, there's drag cars, there's V8 supercars. Basically, the idea is just to get the whole lot of, you know, the world of motorsport under one roof, let's say, so to speak. And, yeah, just give Perth something that I think, you know, they deserve. And a lot of people travel to Melbourne and to Singapore and Malaysia for the race every year, and it's nice to bring a little bit back here.
I know you've got three sort of exhibition races, including one against Craig Lasby in the funny car. Now, my motor racing knowledge isn't great, Daniel, I'll be up front, but I get the sense that if your Formula One vehicle against a funny car going straight, you might be in trouble. But definitely. if you have to turn around and come back, I think you might have him covered. Is that the feeling with what should be a lot of entertainment on that front, that particular exhibition?
Yeah, definitely. I think you're spot on. You know, if it's down the straight, then I don't have much of a chance. But if there starts to be a few corners involved, then I might take the victory. So it's going to be a bit like that tomorrow. There's going to be lots of just interesting lineups and different cars going at it. And it's going to be just a bit of fun. So looking forward to seeing how we go against some other pieces of machinery.
Daniel, 19 Grand Prix in 2015. Do you have, and since you've been on the circuit, do you have any particular one that really is a favourite of yours? You know, Monaco always plenty of glitz and glamour and so on. They're all associated with glitz and glamour, but is there one that stands out to you?
I would say this year we were really fortunate with the calendar. Like, a lot of places and races we went were there was a lot going on. Like, they were good fun. Mm-hmm. Obviously Melbourne to start the year at the home one is great. It is chaotic for me, obviously being the sort of local guy. So it's hard to get a break, but it is obviously still a great event. Austin, you know, Austin's one that stood out for me the last few years. It's really cool, and it's a little bit under, it's a bit of a question mark about the contract, whether Austin will remain on the calendar. So I might have to, try and help that one stay on somehow.
So a bit of promoting,
but
so you can get back there.
It's a lot of fun.
Tell me, what's Lewis Hamilton like as a bloke?
He's all right. I've got on fairly well with him, I'd say, since I got in F1. But he's, you know, obviously he enjoys a bit of the limelight and I guess that sort of lifestyle. So he's a bit to himself as well, and sort of does his thing. So, yeah. I've never had any issues with him. He's doing his thing is probably the best word.
You can tell me I'm wrong if I say that you probably, I don't reckon you'd have too many issues with anyone. You seem like too good a bloke. And if you do tell me that, we'll debate it and make good radio. But what about the frosty relationship between Hamilton and his own teammate, Nico Rosberg? Is that for real, or is there just some theatre in that?
I think it's for real. Yeah. Don't get me wrong, also me, like I try and get on with everyone. It's just, I think, natural for me to try and be a nice person. But sure, it's, you know, when the helmet's on and you get competitive and if someone, you know, screws you over or whatever, then, yeah, I'm not sort of going to keep laughing or smiling about it. And I think, you know, with Lewis and Nico, they grew up racing together and, you know, it's just natural that now they're at the top of the sport and they're fighting for the biggest piece of, you know, silverware that we can get. And it's just natural that competition sort of drives them apart. And then, you know, I think they've got different sort of lifestyles as well. And them as people have grown apart over time. So it's just a bit of a clash of everything. And it's cool, you know, it's natural. And I think the sport does need some rivalries like that. So, yeah, I want to get involved. That's for sure.
Daniel, without alerting the paparazzi while you're in Perth, do you go to the beach? Do you go to the movies? Do you sit at home and avoid any contact with the public? How do you handle it all?
Do you watch the cricket? You're paying much attention to how bad the West Indies are?
I do very normal, low-key things when I'm home. I wasn't home since January, so it's 11 months, and I only get a few weeks a year here. So it's just, at home a lot, get mates to come over or go to mates' houses and, watch sports, have a few drinks while I can in the off-season and just enjoy some downtime, a bit of fishing, bit of camping, bit of dirt bike riding. So stuff that I don't really get a chance to do during the season. So yeah, pretty low key stuff. Nothing too sort of glamorous or outgoing.
I reckon you're going to be around Australian sport for a long time, and you've seemed very amenable to do interviews. So I reckon I'll get another chance to perhaps ask you this at some stage throughout your career. Do you ever lie back in your suite or when you're at home, do you visualise yourself as a Formula One world champion?
I do, to be honest. I am extremely, extremely competitive. And to be honest, you know, the lifestyle is cool. You know, I do get to travel the world and get paid to do it, which is awesome. But the one thing that's keeping me here is the fact that I believe I can be a world champion, and that's what I want. So whilst I haven't got that, and whilst I still believe I can do it, then yeah, I'm going to be in the sport and make it happen.
Daniel, you're a credit to yourself, your family, the state and Australia. You seriously are a fine young man. You handle yourself well on and off the track. Great to have you back in WA. Enjoy the Perth Speedfest over the course of this weekend at Kwinana. But more importantly, enjoy Christmas and a safe and a successful 2016.
Thanks, guys. Yeah, it's good to chat. I appreciate it as well. And have a good break also. Hopefully you get a bit of time off.
Got on you, Daniel. Daniel Ricciardo joining us on Sports World.
Time off? What's that?
Yeah, well, we have to keep working. We're out on the Formula One wages. Haggers and I, we're part-timers here at 6 p.m.
Imagine you and me on the Formula One circuit. Oh, Jesus.
It's 11:15 on Sports World. We'll leave it there.